Yoma Perik Gimel Mishnah Dalad 3-4. So we're continuing to discuss the immersion of the Kohen Gadol in the mikvah before he begins his big day, and then we'll actually continue on into a quick overview of the first steps of the big day. So the Mishnah says, Perisu sadin shel butz beino levein ha'am. They spread a sheet of linen that would intercede between him getting undressed and going to the mikvah and everyone who's looking onwards to give him a bit of privacy. Pashat yarad v'taval alav v'nistapag. He would get undressed, he would go into the mikvah and do his technical immersion, get out and dry himself off. There are those who understand that the drying off is an essential part of the activity so that there shouldn't be a chatzitza, or perhaps just functional, that his clothing shouldn't get wet. Whatever the case is, once he's done his technical immersion the first of the day, heviu lo big day zahav, they would bring him his golden vestments. They're called gold investments because there is gold included in the vestments. He wears this gold and sits on his forehead. He has a breastplate that has gold, but not all the garments are gold. It's these eight garments that are the famous eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, which I think are fairly familiar to us. I'm not going to go over too much more right now than that. V'lavash, he got dressed. V'kidash yadav v'raglav, then he washed his hands and feet, right hand with right foot, then left hand with left foot, because that's required, as I said before, every time he gets dressed up into his clothing. Heviu lo es ha-tamid. Now the day begins. So the first thing that happens is they bring him the tamid to do the shechit on the tamid. Now he has to do all the avoda of the day. And that means that he has to, when it comes to the tamid, both do the shechita, the slaughtering of this tamid, the daily offering in the morning, as well as the Kabbalah, the receiving of its blood, and the holach and zrika, the bringing of the blood and application of the blood onto the Mizbeach. So that's a bit of a tricky business. How is he supposed to do both shechita and catch the blood at the same time? So the answer is he's going to do essentially a legal shechita by making an incision, which constitutes a halachic shechita, to do shechita on a lamb, like we're talking here, as well as goats and sheep and cows. So there are two what are called simanim, that means the things you check to make sure the shechita was done properly, referring to the two pipes that go through the neck. One is the esophagus, that is the food pipe, and one is the trachea, that's the windpipe. So those two simanim have to be severed, at least in the majority, to be a kosher shechita. So when he does the incision here, we're going to say the Mishnah uses a word kratzo. Kratzo is hard to translate for me. It means he does the incision, cutting the majority of both the esophagus and trachea, the simanim, so that's sufficient. And then he's done the shechita. Now he's going to switch, have to free his hands to get the kli, the cup on a stick that will be, he'll catch the blood in, which will be used to do the zrika. So after he does the legal shechita, but like half doing the incision halfway, then umeirak acher, another person, a different kohen, finishes the job, meaning he cuts the incision further. This is so that the blood comes out well. You have to essentially have to cut the carotid artery, which is on the neck, and once it's severed, since the animal's heart is pumping, there'll be blood actually like spritzing out of the severed artery, and the Kohen Gadol has to catch that blood. That's the Kabbalah. So someone else, Merik Acher Shechita al Yado, a second person completes the slaughtering by then severing this carotid artery, allowing the Kohen Gadol to do the Kabbalah. And the Mishnah says here, Kibel Es Hadam, he, the Kohen Gadol, will receive the blood, which is an essential avoda. U Zorako, he'll also do the application of the blood on the Mizbeach. The application is supposed to be done in two splashes, for lack of a better term. One on the northeast corner, so that's two walls, north and east wall of the Mizbeach, and also one on the southwest corner, that's two more walls, that's Shnaim Shem Arba, two that are four, two splashes that are four corners, all done and below that red line, the Chuta Sikra, over the Yisod there. So that's the application of the blood, called the Zrika. And then, sort of in rapid fire here now, the Mishnah sort of sums up the other activities he does in this first phase. Nichnes lahaktir katoris al shel shachar. He goes in to do the morning incense. Remember, that's half the mana weight worth of the incense powder that goes on the inner golden altar in the Kodesh. Ulehetiv esaneros, to prepare the lamps of the menorah. Bit of machlokas exactly what it means to be mativ, and a little machlokas, it's not clear exactly, the machlokas if it's like five and then two, whatever the story is. But anyways, he cleans them and sets them up at all events. Ulahakri vesa rosh vesa evarim, and then he's going to put the limbs, the head of the tamid and the limbs after the animal's in process, meaning after Shchiti went to do other things, they would go and flay the animal and do the nituchim, like the butchering it into quarters, and that's been quartered as we described in the previous perek. He's the one, the Kohen Gadol, is the one who puts it on the fire on top of the altar. Vesa chavitin vesa yain. He'll also then do the chavitin, that's the Kohen Gadol's daily offering, half of which is brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. It's meal offering that's like fried on a machvas, like a tray, a hot tray, and it's 12 loaves from an isur on a flour. He brings half in the morning, half in the evening, as well as the yayin. This yayin here is the wine libation, the nisuch yayin. In the case of a tamid, it's a revias ahin, three lugin, like 1.5 liters of wine. There's a bit of a question, what happened to the mention of the soles? That would be for the minchas nesachim, the meal offering which accompanies the every ola, and here the tamid, which is an ola. So it's curious that it's not mentioned here. Some say it's just included in, of course, with everything else. The Rambam's girsa, he changes the word yayin to nesachim, which is more inclusive a term, which nesachim indeed refers to both the wine libation as well as the minchas nesachim, the meal supplement that accompanies the ola.